Ladies and gentlemen, Back Gig Studios Lounge is proud to present The GigCast. Welcome to the GigCast. This is GigCast show 173 for the, let's call it the 17th, 18th, and 19th or so of December 2008. I'm your host, JT Shea. Joining me today on the program is longtime co-host Scott Galton from Minnesota.
And Wisconsin, actually.
In Wisconsin. Yeah, whatever. It's Minneapolis, St. Paul. You're in that whole one big area.
That's right. I work in that area, but I grew up in that area, but I actually live in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Okay, my bad. I apologize. You think I know this, but so you come to visit me, I don't go to visit you, so I don't, you know.
Props to my river jumping mud ducks.
Also joining with us at the other end of that river is Mr. Kevin Heyman from Aaron Apprentice and now defunct but may come back, Coda's World. How you doing, Kev? Good to talk to you again.
Thanks. It's good to be here, and I'd just like to point out that it's nowhere near as cold where I am as where Scott is.
It's damn hot here. It was like 80 today. It sucked.
Well, it's not that hot here, but I know. It's not.
But you had snow.
Yeah.
Mississippi like had snow.
A day.
But still.
We've had fog.
But it is. Scott's at one end of the Mississippi. You're at the other, aren't you? Isn't that how that works?
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, basically. Kevin and I could visit each other simply by floating.
You could just do... Well, you could get to him easy. He'd have a tough time getting to you.
Well, not really. You see, I'd just rig up a raft and get a donkey, and it could pull me up the river like in the old days.
Yeah, I mean, you know, do like a whole new Huck Finn thing. You know, Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn going down the river and finding the dead body and, you know, clearing the black guy of murder. It'd be great.
Yeah.
Anyway... Oh, yeah. On today's GigCast, we got a whole bunch of stuff we're going to try to talk about, maybe. We also, okay, webcomic related, I think, possibly. Of course, we have the Shallow Thought from Christiana Ellis. We have the TBBA Spotlight. That's right, Brian Anderson has sent us more links to talk about. All that and some Christmas music from our old friend, Jonathan Colton. We'll be playing some of his Christmas stuff this weekend next. He's got two good Christmas songs. We'll split them up. And so we'll get to all that and more right after this.
Prepare to drown your brain in a tablespoon of philosophy. It's Christiana's Shallow Thoughts on the GigCast. And now, Christiana's Shallow Thoughts. I recently attended a corporate training session for Current Good Manufacturing Practices, sometimes known as CGMPs. One of the sections of the training course was on so-called ethical behavior. However, this section seemed to me to be much more a list of rules rather than a discussion of ethics. Ethics is a branch of philosophy wherein we examine the ideas of what constitutes good behavior and moral right. Ethics addresses tough questions like, if you were in a house fire and you could only save one person, your mother or a child that you don't know? Or, which is worse, one person's death or 100 people losing an arm? What about 1,000 people? Ethics is about an analysis of right versus wrong, pragmatism versus idealism, morals versus principles. When an authority says, follow these rules or we will fire you, that doesn't really constitute ethics. That's just a rule. Now, if they had approached it differently, it might have been more applicable. You are free to smoke anywhere you like, but you should understand that the consequences of your actions include not only the diminished health and comfort of your fellow employees, but also the fiscal solvency of the government when you are forced to start collecting unemployment. ShallowThoughts.libsyn.com and ChristianaEllis.com, 206-984-9264. New Thoughts Daily.
Hey folks, JT here once again, and if you enter the Web Comics Incorporated Holiday Giveaway Contest, it's now time to announce the winner. So if you'd entered, listen up closely. And if you are Mr. Tim Hogan of Louisiana, you are the winner. Congratulations. You will be contacted shortly by the authorities over Web Comics Incorporated to confirm your mailing address, and your prize package will be winging its way towards you as soon as possible. Congratulations, Mr. Tim Hogan of Louisiana. And now back to your regularly scheduled GigCast, already in progress.
What's it, Sophie? It's that time again? Come on, let's go.
It's time for some links from a guy in the know. When it comes to making comics, hey, this guy is a pro. Searches the web to find stuff he likes, and we share him with you on the TBBA Spotlight. It's the Bastard Brian Anderson Spotlight. From the GigCast and DogEatDoug.com. That's right, it's time for the TBBA Spotlight. That Bastard Brian Anderson has looked through his favorites in his browser and sent us a few links to talk about here on the show today. The first one he sent is at fritzcartoons.com. It's basically a Far Side type single panel comic where something just kind of, you know, be it a political commentary, be it a look at pop culture. It's a pretty interesting little comic. It's pretty funny. It's very well drawn. It's also it's in a blog format, so the comics themselves are interspersed in blog posts, but there are quick links to the comics right on the front page as well. But check it out at fritzcartoons.com. Now, I think Mr. Anderson might have been dipping into the eggnog a bit early this year because he sent us one that we've already done. Now, it may be that, and it was actually just like last week, but then again, it might have been the one that he didn't get a chance to listen to because of server problems, so maybe he thought we didn't do it. But we did. I'm going to mention it again anyway because it's pretty funny. It's two cows and a chicken. You can find that at twocowsandachicken.com with the number two and cows and a chicken written out in English. It's, again, very funny, a newspaper formatted cartoon. Very, very funny about two cows and a chicken. So check it out. Yeah, definitely check that one out. And the third thing that he wanted us to mention this week is over at Super Fogies, they're doing origin stories. And we kind of mentioned that a little bit later on in the show as well, so I'm not going to go deep into it here. But if you're not reading Super Fogies, you need to. If you have been reading Super Fogies before but have left off, go back and figure out and see the origin stories of some of your favorite characters from that strip yourselves there. You know, Brock is doing a great job with Super Fogies. And if you're not reading it, you should be. All right, so that is the TBBA Spotlight for this week, the week before Christmas. Maybe we'll be back next week with another TBBA Spotlight or not. Maybe he'll take the week off for a vacation for Christmas. Who knows? We'll find out when you find out. So until next time, this is JT Shea for Brian Anderson, who you can follow at DogEatDoug at DogEatDoug.com or follow him on Twitter. He's very interesting on Twitter at Twitter.com/DogEatDoug. Again, this is JT Shea for Brian Anderson, and now back to your regularly scheduled GigCast. Already in progress. And we're back. How's everybody? You guys okay during the break? You guys good?
Oh, yeah, man.
I laid down, took a nap.
Excellent. 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 Glad to hear it.
I held up a liquor store.
Well, you know, this economy.
I was going to say, you didn't get much.
It's Jackson. I have a reputation to live up to.
The liquor stores are still making money. They're the ones that have the money. It's the other places that don't. You know, food is secondary. You know, Christmas, eh. Booze is always a big seller.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, hey, Kevin, since we got you here, what's been going on, man? How's your first book came out in print?
Yes, it did. I've sold.
How many?
Yeah, sorry, you go ahead.
No, I've said I've got my copy. It looks awesome.
Yes.
It looks great in print. It looks like it was meant to be in print. Very good.
I'm very happy about that. Need to get to work on the second issue. Expect the entire run eventually, because after issue 3, it's formatted for print, so it'll be a lot easier to put them out.
Very cool.
Sold 12 so far from the website, and 2 autographed, which, once again, if you PayPal me $10 and send me an email with your address, I will gladly send you an autographed copy, along with a membership card in the Aaron Apprentice fan club.
You gotta love it. I got mine. I have it laminated in my wallet.
Oh, you okay, that's, I'm
gonna,
that's sad.
No, I'm gonna use it to get into hotel rooms and stuff, you know, without that kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It doesn't look as suspicious as a beat up, say, you know, MasterCard.
Yeah.
Which is about all my credit card's good for these days anyway, so it doesn't make any difference. Hey, but that's great. We're gonna have to get some copies of those to sell at MegaCon this year from you. I'll have to pre order some.
Well, we got to get a bigger spot on your website, something more prominent.
What do you mean?
Well, like a big button saying, you know, the fan club. Join
oh,
the fan
yeah,
club
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I should.
Now that we've got the server. Well, one, you're missing the forum post that had all the stuff with the fan club is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is gone.
And you don't have any way of joining the fan club. So really, Tim is your fam.
Well, no. Tim and the old Grump are my fans.
The old Grump?
Oh, I didn't realize that the old... Yeah, he's in the forums.
Oh.
If you'd go there, you'd know
that. I've been going there since we've got the new forums up, and we need to talk about that, too, by the way.
Yeah, but see, you walk in, and then you go, and then you leave.
Yeah, but at least I'm there. at least I've been showing up. Oh, for those of you who are listening to this gig cast and wondering why the hell you can't get the older gig casts because you didn't get your gig cast in time before, we're having some issues with the server move. There's something to do with PodPress not liking uploaded databases or imported databases for WordPress. We've got somebody who has a fix for it, but he's been unavailable for the last couple of days. They will be back available very soon.
Does he actually have a fix for it?
That's what he said.
Well, yeah, but before or after he actually looked at it?
He mentioned it today. I think he said maybe. I don't know.
Oh, good.
Fingers crossed, because otherwise we're gonna have to do it. Start from scratch again, and I don't want to do that. There's got to be a way to fix it. Something about the links were hard coded in the database. They can't be changed now, and so they're not registering correctly. And yeah, is that for the Geekcast and JTUX at 40? The old shows aren't working. This one should work just fine, and the test show we put up worked just fine, so I assumed they all worked, and then I was been bombarded up on Twitter by people saying, no, they're not working. So, but you know, people, if you had just subscribed to the Gigcast feed instead of going to download it from the site when the podcast was put out, you would have gotten it right away.
I'm
not saying it's your fault. I'm not. It's totally my fault. It's not your fault, but if you were subscribed, you would have got it when it was published. But anyway,
you know what? I say it is their fault.
We apologize for the delay in content. That's all I can say. We're working on it, and it'll all be good in the long run. Hey, speaking of websites, what is up with Xena?
They've been a very good. We bow. What's the actual title of the...
It's the Xena official store. And it's not just us. I've heard about this on Twitter. It's legendaryheroes.com/index/Xena. Actually, indexxena.asp. They've been buying up all kinds of ads for outrageous amounts of money on Project Wonderful. And we thank them because they're pretty much going to pay for our books, hopefully, for MegaCon. And maybe
if this keeps up the rest of the month, anyways.
Yeah, I mean it's one of those things where they're on all day. They're on like for half a day, a few hours here and there, but they're bidding like between $5 and $10 for the spot.
Yeah. So way to rub it into all the people who don't have a Xena ad. Well, we could just mention that they've been treating us well.
Well, they have been treating us well, but I can see why, because if you go on there, look at the stuff they're selling stuff for like $300, $400.
Yeah, they've got but have you been looking at some of it?
Yeah, it's very nice.
Some of it's really nice.
If you're into Xena,
pardon my very rude.
you can get Gabriel's katana for $300 or $279.95. You can get the chakram, whatever it's called, that round bladed thing that she throws when she goes la, 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 for like $303.95. You know, and I guess these are like real swords and weapons and stuff. So if you want to, if you're a,
can you buy a traveling bard?
A bard? They have bards? What?
Huh? Yeah, wasn't that what Gabrielle was?
I don't know. Bard? I just thought she was her friend.
She was following Xena because she was a scribe or a bard.
She was like Chaucer in that, in a Knight's Tale, chronicling his journey.
As much as I like a Knight's Tale, I never thought anybody would
pull that up as a reference. You like that?
Yeah, that's lovely.
That is, it's as silly as that movie is. It's one of my, it's a fun movie just to watch.
Oh, it's guilty pleasure. That yep. The Starship Troopers, the first one.
I've not
seen any of the other ones yet.
You just like the shower scene.
Oh, the first Starship Troopers was good.
I'm sorry, I was reading the book at the same time, man.
This Legendary Heroes.
But no, you can't even call them the same story. They are not the same story.
No, they're not.
I highly recommend any of you to run out and buy the novel, the Starship Troopers, the novel. Starship Troopers, the novel
was really good.
Nothing to do with Starship Troopers, the movie.
It's a classic Robert A. Heinlein young adult novel about Marines in outer space. It's awesome. It's a great book.
Oh, and it's got mechs, and it's got jumpsuits, and it's got all this really cool stuff. It's got
great stuff.
That at the time that they made Starship Troopers, they just didn't have a budget to do that kind of CGI stuff.
I guess.
That was the official thing, is that they went, we really wanted to be able to do jumpsuits and the pods and all this stuff, but when they sat down to try to figure out the budget, they couldn't. No. So they rewrote it. Yeah. Well, and that's okay. I mean, it's...
Well...
Heinlein was dead at the time.
That's part of the story.
Yeah.
No,
there's a second movie called Bug Hunt, and they end up getting the rights to Starship Troopers, and they rewrote it with Starship Troopers.
They just kind of adapted the screenplay they already had and just added in a few things to make it be kind of sort of like Starship Troopers.
Yeah, you'll find that happens a lot in Hollywood. There was another movie that everybody was pissed about. Like, iRobot was the other one.
Yeah.
Oh, but iRobot was so good.
I haven't seen it.
It was pretty good.
These books that I read when I was a kid that I love so much, like the Asimov and the Heinlein, I am so wary. I think I subconsciously don't go see the movies on purpose.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what it is, because I don't want them ruined. I'm not going to watch the movie from a pure entertainment standpoint. I'm going to watch the movie from that's all I'll be saying about the whole movie. And so,
maybe what Kevin, your reaction was. See, I hadn't read the book by the time before I saw the movie. I read the book literally maybe a year or two after, and after getting done reading the book, I went, seriously? That's what the
So are you from the camp where if a movie's coming out, do you wait and see the movie first, then read the book if you have a choice? If you have a choice in the matter, or would
I have no real
when a movie's coming out, no do you preference. Go read the book and then see the movie?
I have no preference. Yeah. I've done
me both, neither.
I'm completely okay with movies deviating from the story.
Sure,
because it's a whole different medium. I mean, you can't. A good example is the Harry Potter series. There's things in the storybook that make the storybook worth reading more than once.
Yes.
And there are completely different parts of the movie that make watching and owning the movies worth having.
Of course. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I'll go with that.
There's any number of movies in my collection that, here's a good example. Would anybody buy the book Animal House?
I have read
it. There was a book?
It might have been the novelization, because there were actual pictures in the book from the movie when I read it.
Wouldn't be as funny.
But or, I actually did read that. I'm not making that up. I actually did read that. Oh, it must have been like 14. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, but it would be funny for maybe different reasons.
I just read it for the sex parts. I couldn't. That's, you know, and the pictures actually had one, the one with the pictures in the, with John Belushi looking through the window.
John Belushi looking through
the
window.
Yeah, that was one of the pictures in the middle that I remember distinctively. For some reason, that one stands out to me. I don't know why. You know, I was like 14.
It's like reading the Porky's book.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. For those of you under 20, Porky's was a movie. It came out in the early 80s.
How about, anyway. Would you read the novelization of American Pie? Is that the one you're – maybe that one? Would that be kind of a relevant one for this time frame for the new generation?
Sure.
All right.
Would you read a novel adaptation of any of the Scary Movies?
I've never even seen the Scary Movies.
They're just funny.
Are they?
But no, not really.
Well, Jennifer Love, I enjoyed.
Jennifer Love Hewitt's in them, right?
Yeah. Well, a couple of them, the first ones.
Well, that might be worth seeing.
Yeah. I just watch Ghost Whisperer and forget the rest. Even that's crap. But anyway, webcomics. We were talking about Xena. That's how we got there. And that's the same website that has like the Highlander stuff, the Hercules stuff, you know, that kind of things. They're all the same. Same web place. But yeah, thank you, Xena.
Exactly.
Do we have any webcomics left to talk about this week?
Actually, there's other things to talk about.
Okay.
There was for ages ago, I subscribed to the Keen Space Live Journal group.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that, and maybe if you're an IT guy, maybe you've already seen this. If you're just computer aware, maybe you've seen this. There apparently is a virus floating around that will attack IE. So if you're using Internet Explorer to read your webcomics, you need to patch now. Apparently, this is not just some silly little virus that's going to screw things up, and you'll have to run some adware thing to get it off.
And if you're reading your webcomics on Internet Explorer, get one of your kids to install Firefox for you. You'll be much better.
Well, and that's basically what they're saying. Well, but here's the problem.
Yeah.
If you're using the IE tab
in Firefox.
Same Firefox, that is vulnerable. If you're using Opera to fake IE, that might be vulnerable.
Because what they all pull from the IE files.
I would suspect it's probably an ActiveX component bug. I haven't read about what the bug is yet, but it really hoses up your computer.
Well, if you're running Windows, you should have automatic updates on anyway, and hopefully you'll be patched. Ready, but it wouldn't.
Well, they're looking to do is, here's the thing, for the next month, just try out Firefox, or if you're really really feeling daring, try out Chrome. Chrome is Google's new web browser, that's supposed to be pretty quick, but doesn't have any plugins really.
I only use Chrome for one thing.
What's that?
That's the stealth browsing.
Opera will do that.
Yeah, well, I don't like Opera. Do you know why I don't like Opera? Because Apple installed it without me saying yes. Yeah. Well, in the iTunes update, it was an option to install, but it opted you in. You had to uncheck the box that have it not installed.
Yeah. So. See, I've been using Flock.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. You tweeted about it earlier. Said you're using Flock and you like it, and I didn't even know what Flock was.
Flock is basically a web browser that it's got a sidebar for all your social networking sites. It keeps me updated on Twitter, Facebook, all that sort of stuff.
It keeps your time wasters right up there in the front, so you can always
pretty much. So you will get absolutely nothing done. But yeah, I'm switching between it and Firefox. So.
Hey, in your new cube job, are you allowed to do any internet stuff, or are they pretty strict on that thing?
Pretty strict on that in the cube farm, actually. They won't let me do that. If I even take a comic book out on the updates floor, I can get in trouble.
Ah. So you got to carry around folders, keep them inside the folder.
Well, I've been showing them around at lunch and stuff, which it's great to have a lunch period now so I can draw again. I'm actually 3 pages ahead on the comic now, drawn.
Very cool.
So, yeah.
Welcome to corporate America. Well, I can't say welcome because I'm no longer part of corporate America. But when I was
working,
Well, I would have welcomed you to the world of the Cube Gophers.
Yeah.
Damn hippie.
Well, it's a good job. I mean, you know, and it's secure in this hectic economy. What with it being, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That is the job. You work for a repo guy, right, or a company that.
Well,
does,
what it is we're the go-between banks and the guys what drive trucks.
Ah, gotcha.
And nice. I can't tell you anymore because I signed a confidentiality agreement, and if I told you more, I'd have to kill you and anyone listening to this.
You'd send Dog the Bounty Hunter after me. I realize that. That's fine.
Yeah. Actually, I'd send Dog Eat Doug the Bounty Hunter.
Dog Eat Doug.
Terrible joke. I'm sorry.
Oh, wait a minute.
Dog Eat Doug the Bounty Hunter.
I have to write that down. Dog Eat Doug the Bounty Hunter.
Here comes a fan art.
I bet you dollars to donuts that ends up in a Dog Eat Doug strip someday. Doug the Bounty Hunter. Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Well, I've just noticed something. I'm not sure if you guys have brought it up on the GigCast lately. Did you know Kablam's doing T-shirt printing?
No.
I knew they were gearing up to do it. I didn't know they had started yet.
Yeah. It's a full color direct to garment printer. On white or black T-shirts and a huge printable area of 11 inches by 17 inches.
Whoa, that's big.
Yeah. So, woohoo!
But
no more cafe press.
Yeah, but they're very cool. I wonder if they're doing but just black and white right now. Well, I'm sure.
No, it's black. Well, shirt color, black and white, but the images are full color.
Very nice. Very nice. I'm just clicking on it now. Wow,
while you're clicking on that,
yeah.
I want to transition to another topic about T-shirts.
Go right ahead.
Sure.
There's an artist who I've been following on DeviantArt and LiveJournal for a while now. And just this year it seems to be that she's been making the big push on T-shirts. And she's got some really, really great stuff that you should check out. You got to Miss Monster Mel. livejournal.com is her live journal page, and she links up her DeviantArt all the time, so you can go there. But today she's got one where somebody did a tribute of her stuff and put it on a T-shirt, and it's awesome. I mean, it's really cool. A lot of it goes out to designbyhumans.com, and there's some really, really neat stuff. I mean, it's T-shirts as art, really. I mean, it's pretty cool. So give you some ideas of what you might want to print on a Kablam T-shirt.
You can get...
That does look great.
I'm just looking at prices here, man. You could...
a Kablam?
Yeah. You know, you can get full printing on front and back of a 2X, of an extra large T-shirt for only $17.
Wow.
Not bad. Yeah, but is that when you're buying it out of the store, or is that to have it printed?
I'm looking at the total. I'm just basically saying I want the huge big image, the whole 17, you know, the 17 by 11, whatever, image on front and back, and it's it's $17.95 for an extra large, $19.95 for a 2X, or 3X, or 4X for us big guys. There's no pre-press fee, from what I can see here, and it's $20 for a T-shirt.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, wait, that's for white. The black is add $2 to the black price, or $3.
As usual.
Yeah.
But
black costs more. But, you know, that's not bad. I'm not wondering if I put, like, 10 if the price goes down. No, it doesn't. But that's pretty cool. So it's kind of like print on demand, but in multiple orders. I think if you just want one, you just get one, and it's $20 plus shipping. That's
sure,
not bad
I mean,
at all.
But that's kind of on par with the rest of the.
It is.
Granted, the image is huge. I think Zazzle will do a large image like that. But it's getting in bulk.
Yeah, and at the beginning, that's Let's full see. Color. But if you don't go to a more simple T-shirt design, you're not going to beat the price you can get from a Better Way merch. I mean, that's, you know, talking, what, $7-$8 for a T-shirt in that place.
We have, but it's
just single collar.
Kind of depends on what you know what you're doing. I mean, Betterway merch is like, you know, they're talking more of doing it in mass.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, just you know, looking at it, I'm just kind of running their numbers.
Yeah.
Really, any way you look at it, you're paying about $16 a t-shirt, even when you start ordering large numbers.
Yeah.
So they really are kind of trying to do it one off, two off kind of stuff. I don't know that it's gonna. We'll see where it ends up being in the future. But yeah, if you're gonna order 200 t-shirts because you're gonna sell them at a con, I'm not sure Kablam's the place you're gonna want to do it just yet.
Well, maybe not. But if you want to get a few t-shirts for your buddies to wear at the con, it might not be a bad place to get it from.
Well, yeah, but honestly, and I'm not trying to be a pisser on Kablam, but you'd be just as. Other than the fact that you can do the full, you know, practically the full length of the shirt.
Right.
Well, hang on. What is the exact dimension? Granted, they've got the picture that makes it look like it's the long length. But didn't you say that it was 11 by 17?
Something mm-hmm. like that. That's all pretty right. damn big, so, man.
Well, yeah, but it's not. I mean, the full front of a shirt is bigger than 17 inches.
Maybe your shirt. And my shirt. But yeah, no,
that's a big image, but it's, yeah, I guess that is a pretty big image. Okay, but still, going out to Zazzle, you'd be just as cheap. They're not really giving you it. You're not. I guess that's what I'm saying. Is right at this point,
it's not a huge deal, but it's.
Yeah, but this is. It's cool that they're doing this, but this isn't. You know, and until somebody shows me what the real advantage of going through Kablam is uh-huh. for your t-shirts, you'd be just as good off going down to a local shop.
Sure.
And ordering up 200 shirts. Or I know there's a couple of places that have been linked up from different people. God, you shake a stick and you hit a t-shirt printer nowadays.
That's true. And I've got Xeraxia right down the road from me. I mean,
exactly.
Yeah.
And the Xeraxia guys will do it too. And I think you can probably do it cheaper. So yeah, hopefully this is just they're getting their feet wet kind of a thing. And we see the prices drop.
Yeah.
But
I mean, these guys are practically local too for me. They're over there between here and Orlando. I mean, that's not that far.
Well, but you're right though. I mean, I'd forgotten about Xeraxia for a second there.
Yep.
But you are 100% right, sir, when you say that if you're going to order stuff in mass, they have a store for doing that.
Yep, they sure do.
The Xeraxia is their kind of
Red Planet. Is that what it's called? Things. I think it's their.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
If you go out to Xeraxia, they'll link you up.
Sure will.
Charlie will.
Sure.
Yep.
Very cool. But speaking of t-shirts, you know, the convention is right around the corner for us. The end of February, beginning of March. Kevin probably won't be able to make it, and I sure hope Scott is able to. If you people haven't bought stuff from Scott yet, what's stopping you?
And for that matter, if you haven't bought stuff from Kevin yet, what's stopping you?
Yeah, other than the economy.
Screw the economy. It's Christmas.
Screw the economy.
It's Christmas.
Screw Santa Claus.
Everybody spells money. Christmas.
Hey, I got a little bit of web actual webcomic news.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that?
I'm going to have a guest strip on the guest strip project on Friday.
Outstanding.
Yeah, this Friday I submitted one. Well, I was asked to submit one, which is very cool. It was kind of one of these 6 degrees of separation kind of a thing where they were looking for people because all the month of December they're doing guest strips every day. And it was kind of one of these, I found you through this link, which I found through another link. So it was kind of so you too might get asked to do a guest strip for guest strip project. Moovok, MOOVOK.co.UK. Go check it out.
Yeah, they do a yearly thing with the. Oh, yeah. They do a lot of great fundraisers for charities and stuff.
Make-A-Wish International,
right?
That's what this is all going to.
Very cool.
But yeah, they're the ones that did the kids book project.
Sweet.
There.
Mm. Hey, let's take a quick break right here and head down to the Night Gig Studios Lounge and listen to Jonathan Colton play one of his Christmas songs. And then we'll come back up and talk some more, do the Twitter bits and whatnot. Sound like a plan?
Sure.
Come on down. I'm buying eggnog all the way around.
Woo-hoo!
We'll be right back, folks, right after this. How was that? Did you like that, guys? Was there enough rum in your eggnog?
There was rum in my eggnog?
I told them to put rum in your eggnog.
I think I had lighter fluid.
Well, it is, you know, they're cutting back on costs down there.
With the economy the way it is, we had to cut back on rum.
Yeah, we're back to the economy.
You know, I'm sorry, guys, but I didn't know if you got the word yet. I had to cancel the Night Gig Studios Christmas party this year. We just couldn't afford it. So. Yeah, and bonuses.
Realistically, last year's Christmas party was at the nudie bar, anyways.
Yeah, but still, but this year it's not even there. It's
this year I wouldn't have been able to go.
Well, see, last year I was able to give you your bonuses and singles, and when we went down to this, it made sense. But this year there's not even any bonuses, so it's not even worth going down to the.
How are we supposed to support single mothers?
I'd just like to say there's nothing hot about sticking an IOU in a woman's bra.
Well, if it's on green paper, she might not notice until later.
let's put it this way: if you could get a stripper to take an IOU, you are a better man than I am.
Oh, it's funny. There's just so many places to swipe the debit card. You know, you just got to pick one. And
oh Lord, I'm not going there.
Did you take a promissory note?
Next time you buy gas, you'll think of me.
I've got war bonds.
You take treasury bills. All right. So,
for those of you under 20, war bonds and treasury bills. Sorry.
Hey, I also wanted to mention that I know we mentioned Xena before, but Steal This Comic is also one of the sponsors on the GigCast this week. Steal This Comic.
No, I knew that part.
One of the sponsors. One of the they got the top ad on the GigCast there.
The who?
The top ad. The top the banner ad on the top of the GigCast.
No, I understood the top part.
This comic.
The gig
at,
who?
At stealthiscomic.com.
The gig what?
Yeah, the gig cast. No, the podcast people can't listen to anymore.
Isn't that where you spear frogs?
Spear frog, right, yeah, whatever. I need a drink. I need another red mug. Oh, hell.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hey, I had coffee today with a guy who does stupids, Brian Gibson. We went down to the Witch's Brew once again.
You know, do I need to be jealous?
We're having a little support group for guys that aren't working.
Exactly.
We drop our kids off at school and daycare, and we meet at the Witch's Brew and have coffee for a couple hours and just talk about
things. This is a
very
soccer mom-like adventure.
It is very. It's very Desperate Housewives, honestly.
Oh, God.
Because we just gossip about stuff that we've heard around the neighborhood.
That's awesome.
It's kind of disturbing.
They're getting to know us there at the Witch's Brew. It's nice. They've got a nice Ethiopian blend, which is really good, and it's all the free trade coffee, so it's all on the up and up. A lot cheaper than Starbucks and a lot better, if you ask me.
What makes you think free trade coffee is on the up and up?
Well, I'm just saying it says it's free trade organic coffee. So
yeah, but free trade organic coffee merely means that the criminals that gather and sell it to you.
They make sure that
didn't use any chemicals on the people.
No, you're the one that told me about the whole free trade coffee thing, where the farmers that harvest the beans don't get shafted.
They get shafted.
Just not as much as the other farmers do.
No, it's if you guys, a little history here. My uncle has a coffee roasting business called OurCoffeeBarn.com, and he was telling me about how hard it is to actually get certified as free trade. The people that you buy beans from have to certify that their fields have not had chemicals touch them, and you have to have there's all this certification along the way.
And it's all
but that
corrupt.
Doesn't mean it's not. It's all doesn't mean it's not any less corrupt. It's there's got to be some bribes there.
This isn't a blood diamond, I swear. Hey, let me wipe that off. There you go. See? It's clean.
Yeah. It's like, that's like saying, well,
hey, listen, it makes me good when I give her my $1.75 for my large coffee. It makes me feel good. Okay. That's all that matters.
It makes you feel good. Okay.
It makes me feel good. And then we sit out in the garden, and it's funny because it's the Witch's Brew, and it's part of a whole new age like bookshop and stuff. So they've got the little rock path with the four elements in the corners, and they do the incense every morning.
Kevin, you know what's going to happen next, don't you?
He's going to start wearing a muumuu?
No.
And he's going to get his nipple pierced or something.
No. Speaking of which, what's up with Harrison Ford and his frickin' earring?
That's been there for a long time.
I know, but he has this new commercial.
Why is that wrong?
Because would Indiana Jones have an earring?
He's not Indiana Jones.
It doesn't matter. He is Indiana Jones, all right?
No, he's not.
If you're Indiana Jones in the early 80s, you're Indiana Jones forever. No, I mean, he's got this new commercial where they take, basically about deforestation and save the earth, blah, blah, blah. Or they take a chunk of his chest hair out, kind of like it hurts us all. And it starts off with it. Basically, he's him without his shirt on, but they're in on his face and he's got this big old stinking earring in his ear. It's just wrong. It's just wrong.
Well, that's the sign of,
I'm scared to click this link, Scott.
Oh, God.
It's called Harrison Ford and Speedo's JPEG.
I should have looked.
I'm going to click it anyway.
I should have looked at it was called first.
That's so years wrong. Ago. What was that? That's got to be at least 10 years old.
I know. 10 years.
Like, he looks nothing
like
that.
30 years
now.
Old.
But he just looks goofy with an earring in. That's all. It just doesn't seem right. That's all I'm saying. All right, Twitter bits. we just jump on all over the place. This is one. Okay, where's my Twitter? There's my Twitter. Twitter. All right. Let's see. Frump right over frump.net is working on a woman in webcomics pinup site. for a mag and webcomic promotions. I'm not quite sure what that means for a mag and webcomic promotions, but obviously it's to promote webcomics and maybe to put in a magazine or a calendar or something. So a woman in webcomics pinup site, it kind of makes me scared to think about that, though.
Do you know why? So what else you got?
Women in webcomics pinup site?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Now, is it going to be pinups of the women in webcomics?
Dude,
or
it's 140 characters or less. What do you want?
You know what? I've been out to that site. I think somebody linked that up a couple of shows ago. No, it's more like, and it's not even just webcomics, I don't think, is it?
Like I said, it's 140 characters. I haven't had a chance to ask him about it, but you know, basically, that's what he says. Working on one webcomic site, pinup site. It's a pinup site. So,
yeah,
would these be webcomic characters driven, drawn in pinup positions, like nose art on World War II aircraft, or what? Who knows?
Let's see. Top women of webcomics.
No, I don't think that's it. Is that one of Frump's site?
Yeah. It's a fan service pinup list of all the hottest drawn women that are in webcomics.
Okay.
Then we'll do something where we can vote. Okay. But yeah, but Drunk Duck used to do this thing too.
They did.
Like the beach competition.
Yeah, swimsuit thing.
Yeah. I'm just cringing. Let's see. And Dougie Doug, I'm not going to put this in one of his. I'll mention it again, but I think it's really cool to mention that Super Fogies, he's doing the origin storylines for a few of the characters. Really cool. So, and it's something you should check out, of superfogies.net, I believe. Is that right? Is it .net? Or is it .com?
I'm sorry, what are we looking at?
Super Fogies, it's Super Fogies.
I think it's .com.
The link sent me to the whole third world thing. So, any case, Super Fogies, they're doing origin stories for Captain Spectacular and Dr. Rocket right now,
and it's nice.
It is very nice. You gotta love what he's doing here, Brock.
Brock does an excellent job, and I'm enjoying his work more and more every time I read it.
Yep, and he's got some swag. He's got shirts and stuff now too. Not just
Seriously, the whole, was it Third World Studios that publishes those guys?
Yeah,
they've got a great lineup of people.
Yes,
you know,
they do.
Real solid group out there. That, you know, Pinkerton Park's out there, Super Fogies is out there. I'm drawing a blank for anybody else, and I'm digging through my desk drawer, so I'm not going to look. But yeah, go check them out. Go out to superfogies.com, and it'll take you over to, well, even Pinkerton Park now is hosted there. So
it is.
Go check them out.
It is indeed. Yeah. You got Pinkerton, you got Eskimo Dave, you got Creature Feature, you got Space Doubles.
Eskimo Dave, that's the other one I forget.
Yeah, Stuff of Legend, Dad, and Omega Chase.
I wonder if I should have washed my hands between playing with a car battery and a...
Nah.
You're good.
Rubbing my eye.
Hey, and Hijinks and Sue is running a guest art starting on Friday. He says all next week, but he says starting Friday. So I'm not sure what part of the world week starts on Friday. But Friday, Monday, Wednesday are going to be guest strips drawn by his readers. So at Hijinks and Sue. It's very nice. Kind of like taking Christmas week off.
Comic tonight. Why wrap this up? I got to draw.
Why wouldn't he do it like Monday, Wednesday? This is Christmas week. You know, Christmas is on Thursday. He must already have like Fridays done for the day after Christmas.
We might have to take Christmas week off.
Maybe we should all take Christmas week off.
Mm.
Nah, we'll do a gig cast. We'll do something.
Yeah, you got a ukulele to use.
I do.
You can whip out a ukulele show and a heartbeat.
It wouldn't be any good, but I can do it in a heartbeat.
What do you mean it wouldn't be any good? We've been doing this for 100 and some shows.
73, give or take.
Really?
Yeah.
173?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've almost got as many shows as you are old.
God.
Right back to the
funny
Tim
guy.
Jokes.
I changed my mind. Don't buy Scott stuff. I don't want him to come to Orlando. He's mean.
No. That's why you like me.
Please buy Scott stuff, because
you like me at MegaCon because I'm mean. Because then people come up to the table, and because I'm only like partially motivated to sell things, And then they go, hey, you know, I've seen better art down the way. And then I go, yeah, so have I.
But I drew this.
You know, a drunken cow with a crayon could do a better job than you.
You've got to be kidding. You didn't actually get that, did you?
No, I did not.
Thank God. Okay.
So is there any other webcomic news that we want to mention before we just end this? Put this show out of its misery.
What was the thingy? There was a thing.
There was something. Hold on. Let me check the email.
Really? We have an email address?
We do.
What is that email address?
At nightgig.com. One part of the website that's still working.
Oh, you know what? I do have something to mention. Yeah. You know, I was talking about LiveJournal earlier.
Yeah.
Megan Rose Gedress, who does "I Was Kidnapped by Lesbian Pirates from Outer Space."
Uh-huh.
That's a mouthful.
I'm not touching that.
She is working on a trade paperback.
Oh, very nice.
Trade paperback of her basically the first storyline, and she said that should be coming out in February.
Very cool. Just in time just in time for Valentine's Day. You can get it for your girlfriend.
Yep, if you go, if you go out to my live journal and just look, it's in my friends list. But if you go out to Rosa, Rosalarian2 is her live journal user account.
You could probably get there from Drunk Duck, couldn't you?
Well, I think she's got a link up. But she's got a preview of the trade paperback cover, and it's fabulous.
Hey, we do have some email, believe it or not. We do have some email. Yeah, we got a love. I mean, she's going to be selling to a nice niche audience there, as well as other people that want to read about that niche audience. It's good stuff. Let's see. Sam Costello wanted to let you guys know that the latest Split Lip horror webcomic, Ash to Ashes, has just gone live at Split Lip's website, which is over on Webcomics Nation, and it's a really long URL, and I will link it up in the show notes. So that's great. They've been going strong with their horror webcomic. They've been plugging that thing away like crazy. Hey, Lady Star and Engine. Remember we mentioned them last week? In show 172, which some of you haven't listened to yet, but you may listen to it soon when we get the site fixed. They just wanted to say thank you for mentioning their webcomics. It's actually palaceinthesky.com. is where they're you can find a lot of their stuff. But that's one of their gateways. There's a bunch of other comics besides just the ones that we mentioned, so if you want to check that out, at palaceinthesky.com. Let's see. And there's one other thing here as I click the back button. No, that was it, I think. Well, actually, no, the WCI, the Webcomics Incorporated contest is still going on. We forgot to mention that again last week and the week before, but head on over to wcihigh.com/WCI holiday promo promo HTML, or is that the crap? Anyway,
let's see you're prepared.
I'm not prepared at all. I keep forgetting to mention this, and we're going to be actually announcing the winner next week, apparently, if I remember correctly. If you head over to Webcomics Inc. and look for the holiday contest, you can still enter and have a chance to win a bunch of stuff, including the Gigcast, couple of Gigcast books I've got here. The Night Gig books, the older ones, and some buttons. I think I forgot what I promised to put in the prize pack. A whole bunch of good stuff. There's a lot of good stuff on this, and I just can't remember exactly all it is. I know that. Legend of Bill, you know, Dave from Legend of Bill and Ridiculous.com, Dave Reddick, has got some stuff you're going to get in there, as well as the Gigcast stuff, and I'm sorry. I thought that I clicked on the wrong link, obviously, to tell me what was supposed to be winning what, but go to Webcomics Inc. Join if you haven't. There's a lot of great sites and groups you can join over there, including fans of Mad Scott and fans of the Gigcast. So... am I done rambling yet?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Sure.
Yeah. You have anything else you wanted to talk about, Kevin, since you're not on all the time?
Just everybody go out and buy stuff from Scott. Buy my book. Seriously, hey, it's beautiful.
Speaking of your book?
Yeah.
How are them pages coming?
Dun, dun, dun,
They're, we're working on it, seriously.
I certainly right. hope so, because we got to get our book to print, and you're part of that part reason yeah. we're not to print yet.
Which, speaking of, any of my fans that may actually be listening, all six of you, the Night Gig Sampler book, the story that's being done, is an original story and one that you won't be getting on the web from the Aaron Apprentice. So,
all you want to find all out. All your fan club members, you better sign up. We'll be announcing the pre-order sales for the book soon, once we figure out how big the book is going to be, because people still haven't gotten us pages. And we can figure out a price and do the pre-orders like we did last time. So those of you who want to get them autographed by the people that will be here that you can get autographs from, we'll be doing that again. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess that's going to be it then, unless there's anything else that you guys want to mention. Last call, last chance. Help Scott get to MegaCon, please, because I can't do it by myself. You don't want me at MegaCon without Scott. I'd just be a mess.
Yeah, I won't be there to hold his hand or anything.
Kevin's not going
to
be there at all. No, it's going to be rough. It's going to be
you and Carl.
I'll have Brian.
Oh, wow.
I'll have the Bryans. I'll have Brian Anderson and Brian Gibson. They'll both be there.
Is Casey going to be there?
Casey Green will be there. Well, somebody's got to help me keep Casey in line. Or do you think do you think he's matured over the last year?
I don't know that it's necessary to keep Casey in line.
No,
I think
he's great. He's great.
As long as he's got a place to sleep, I think he's okay.
And he will. We actually might get the free condo again. But we'll talk about that later. All right. Well, I guess that's going to be it for GigCast 173. I'd like to thank Kevin Heyman from SweatshopStudios.net for showing up as well.
Not a problem.
And Scott Gallen, as always, my co-host at MadScottComic.com. I think I got it right this time. Possibly. I'd like to thank Christiane Ellis for the use of her Shallow Thought. You can find her at ChristianeEllis.com, as well as SpaceKC.com and ShallowThoughts.Libsyn.com. The themes music, of course, by Beatnik Turtle at TheSongOfTheDay.com and BeatnikTurtle.com. Those guys rock. They still do and always have been rocking. Of course, Brian Anderson for the use of his name many times over at the end. Also, the links he sends us for That Bastard, Brian Anderson's Spotlight of the Week. I'd like to thank Jonathan Colton for the use of his Christmas music this week. And I'd like to thank Bailey's and Coffee for helping me get through the Christmas holidays. I think that's it. Did I forget anybody? Oh, Michael Moss. Got Mike Moss for his wonderful Darth Mike for his wonderful work on the webcomic Wire on the GigCast, where you can find almost daily a bunch of links to great webcomic news that we should probably use for the show, because it would be a lot more interesting, because it would be a lot more to talk about. I'd like to thank Scott once again for the hard work he did last weekend moving the site off our old server onto a new server.
You'll get a bill.
Okay, and I'll pay promptly like I always do. Is there anybody else I need to thank? Thank Farpoint Media for having us on their network. I'd like to thank the Academy.
What is this, the Oscars?
And my mother, who always told me if I just believed in myself, one day have a webcomics podcast where I occasionally played ukulele. All right, for all of us here at Night Gig Studios in the GigCast, this is JT Shea saying, until next time, enjoy your webcomics. This has been the GigCast. Remember, all links mentioned on today's show can be found at our homepage at www.thegigcast.com. The GigCast asks, what's your gig? Let us know. Drop us a line at gigcast@nightgig.com or call our voicemail line at 1-206-203-3334. The best we played every week on the show. Help us help you let people know what is your night gig. Music for the GigCast provided by Beatnik Turtle at beatnikturtle.com and by Corey Smith at myspace.com/TheCoreySmith. The GigCast is a production of Night Gig Studios at nightgig.com, where it's not about what you do to live, it's about what you live to do. Nightgig.com. What's your gig?